You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to the weekend edition of the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am your gracious and humble host, Eric G. Thank you for making me a part of your Easter weekend, and we have a lot to get to in the next 20 minutes or so here on the Locked On Thunder podcast. And I am a radio guy by trade, if you can't tell. And I'm very new at this podcast thing, so I'm trying to put together here a podcast that will have content that'll be fresh, or at least not stale, over the next 3 days. Because the next time we get a chance to talk is Monday, and at that time the Thunder will have played both the Nuggets and the Pelicans, so we're not really going to concentrate on them. We're going to talk about the Thunder narrative going into the playoffs. And I'll tell you a little bit more about myself here in a few seconds. But what's coming up on today's podcast, I'm going to tell you why Russell Westbrook is in grave danger of fueling a narrative that is completely false, but still may be bought into not only by members of the media, but by players around the association. And that's not a good thing for Oklahoma City. Plus, we have to get inside the head of both Carmelo Anthony and Paul George and consider what they're thinking after last night's game and what the long-term effects are for Oklahoma City with the way things just melted down in the last few minutes against San Antonio. Also in segment number one, Billy Donovan said something at practice the other day, which I took as complete coach speak. It was a question about Carmelo Anthony. He answered it. But 24 hours later, my perspective has changed on that. That's segment number one. In segment number two, I don't think it hurts to revisit past podcasts. So we'll revisit yesterday's podcast and see if Melo's words are any less true than what they were 24 hours ago. And Steven Adams against LaMarcus Aldridge last night got abused. Although Billy Donovan was pretty confident and Steven was doing a good job against LA. So we'll hear what he has to say, and if these two meet in the playoffs, can Steven Adams play any better than he did last night? And finally, in segment three, I'll tell you the one guy the Oklahoma City Thunder absolutely have to keep off this roster. There's just no question about it. One guy that must remain in Oklahoma City until he is on his last legs. And then ultimately, what I want as a Thunder fan. And I don't know if you probably won't share this opinion, but I finally came to the conclusion of what I really want as a Thunder fan, and I will tell you all about that. If this is your first time listening to the Locked On Thunder podcast, welcome in. Make yourself at home. Go grab a beer out of my fridge. I like to consider this my house. And if you were sitting around my house, the only thing I would ever ask is that you be open-minded. And if there's any criticism, that it comes to me at GEEHSO, and you have refrigerator privileges. I did radio for 20 years, as I said earlier, and I've hosted Thunder post games and pre games. I've covered the Thunder for 5 years, and I'm a credentialed member of the media, and I do my best to talk to players, to talk to Billy Donovan, to talk to people within the front office, and convey the message to you, the fan. That's what I feel like I am. I can go the places that you can't go. Unfortunately, I don't travel with the team and would have loved to have been in the locker room after last night, but I will be there for the Denver game tonight, and you can see all that video posted at LockedOnThunder.com. I also work for Thunder Digest. Thank you to Chuck and Brady, and we just recorded a brand new podcast called The G League, which you can get at iTunes, and the Locked On podcast you can also get at Spotify, and you can also get with Alexa. And yeah, mine just went off when I said that. No kidding, the blue thing lit up. If you're a business owner and you desire men between the ages of 18 and 44 to spend money with you, then please advertise with the Locked On Podcast Network. It's not just Locked On Thunder. It's not even just Locked On NBA, but we've got MLB. We've got National Football League. And David Locke, our owner and fearless leader, can be reached at dlocke, that's D-L-O-C-K-E, at gmail.com. And David will be more than glad to tell you about our reasonable rates and why advertising with the Locked On Network can really help grow your business. And just to brag a little bit, I not only have listeners here in the state of Oklahoma, but I got them in California. I've got them in Nevada. Hey, Wendell Wallace, hope you're having a fantastic day. Hong Kong, Korea, and Australia, New Zealand, they all come to the Locked On Thunder podcast because they want to have a good time and they want to know about the Oklahoma City Thunder. So let's talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder. They lose a heartbreaker last night to the San Antonio Spurs. And let's just be honest, they lost it by playing stupid, especially down the stretch. The Thunder had ample opportunity to win this game and just found horrific ways to lose it. Maybe none more criminal than Russell Westbrook taking that three in the waning seconds of the game that missed everything. And if you didn't see it, it didn't draw iron. It didn't hit net. It didn't hit backboard. It just launched out. I mean, in a sense, it was like a pass out of bounds with a halfway decent arc on it. And if Russ really thought a three was necessary at that time, which it wasn't, and if Billy Donovan didn't want to call timeout at that time, which you are a professional coach, and guys shouldn't panic in these situations, they should be able to handle it. Russ should be able to handle it. Pass to Carmelo Anthony, pass to Paul George, and show these guys that you have faith in them. Because this isn't just building for the playoffs. This is building for the future. And if you're going to call the Oklahoma City Thunder a super team, the key word there is not super, it's team. And I don't know how, if you're Carmelo Anthony or Paul George, after that game last night, which I don't believe Carmelo Anthony got a shot in the fourth quarter, how you could really feel like you're part of this. Because Russ needs you in order for this team to succeed and make said run in the playoffs. And if he's not going to use you, then I'm not all there mentally. And I'm starting to wonder if this is a place that I really want to be. I don't think Russell Westbrook is a bad teammate. That narrative is old. It's somewhat hacky. But if both of these guys leave, looking at that game, it will be magnified. And if he isn't using them in the playoffs, it'll be really magnified. And Russ and Oklahoma City and the fans, we're not going to be able to escape it. And if both of those guys leave, you have to ask yourself, can the Thunder really build and be successful with a big three of Russell Westbrook, Steven Adams, and I'll throw out there Patrick Patterson, because I don't think Andre Robertson fits the mold of being part of a big three. That's not a bad core, but that's not a championship core. And I'm not sure that what they have now is a championship core without a little bit of fine-tuning on the bench. But it's been proven in the NBA, you can't really be great unless you have two superstars. And the Portland Trailblazers are a good example of that. They're good right now, but Portland certainly is going to need to add to that team if they want any shot at hoisting the O'Brien trophy. So let's talk about using Carmelo Anthony in the clutch. You've got him here. He's been clutch over his career despite not being that great this season. And it's been thrown out here. Do you take Carmelo Anthony out during closing moments of a game or during the closing moments of a game? Here's what Billy Donovan had to say.
From my perspective, so this after the game, you know, I think Carmelo is a guy that is a really good voice as it relates to communication on defense. I also think that he's a guy that has been in a lot of different experiences. And, you know, I'm not going to sit there and say that, you know, that situations don't cause for any kind of substitution for anybody, you know. But I feel comfortable with Melo coming down the stretch and how he's played. But, you know, who knows? You know, if a team went out there and put four guards out there, you know, with a 6'8 center, you know, that could affect Steven Adams. You know, could affect anybody. You're always going to have to go against matchups. So it's not just Carmelo. It could be Steven. It could be anybody, you know, on our team, you know, as you're looking at that. That could be affected. You know, maybe, you know, there's we were in a situation, I think, a couple of years ago, or maybe it was last year, you know, against Washington, where they played Morris at the center spot with four guards. And Steven had a really hard time matching up. So, you know, could it be Steven? Could it be Carmelo? You know, could it be Jeremy Grant out there? Who, you know, I think we try to make the decisions that would be best for our team in those situations.
Billy was also asked this week about Carmelo Anthony needing to be the old Carmelo Anthony if the Oklahoma City Thunder were to succeed in the playoffs. And he threw out something that I thought was coach speak. I'm going to let you listen to it, but see if your perspective, like mine, change after watching last night's game, or at least over this last 24 hours or so?
It's not only him, it's our entire team. You know, I think to put it on Melo would really be unfair. Our team needs to play well. That includes Russell, that includes Paul, Corey Brewer, Steven. It includes our bench, Raymond, Patrick, Jeremy, Alex Abrines. We all got to play well. I think to put something on a one individual player wouldn't be fair. Now, clearly,
you're part of it, though.
Yeah, every guy's a part of it, though. I mean, every guy's got to be a part of it. You know, we're not going to be as good if Russell's not as good as he's capable of being. We're not going to be as good as Paul or Steven or any of these guys who's not as good. You know, we need them to be at their best, because when you're playing against really good teams, especially with what we're playing coming down the stretch, there's going to be adversity. Things are not going to go well. There's going to be difficulties and challenges, and you got to be able to have the perseverance and the resiliency to pull through those kind of situations, you know, as a group. And it may require someone's having a tough night stepping up. You know, we may not all be clicking on all cylinders every single night. But to say, you know, it's Melo, yeah, we need everybody. And everybody plays a part, to your point. Everybody contributes in some form or fashion when they're out there on the court. And we need all five guys working well together.
Yeah, mine did. Mine certainly changed. And I believe that Russell Westbrook could actually learn from that. Because notice Billy Donovan didn't just mention Carmelo Anthony and Paul George. He said Russell Westbrook is going to need to be good. And part of being good, Russ, is letting your teammates know that it's not all about you. You've played with Kevin Durant. You know what it's like to have a guy who can make shots for you when it's not exactly your night and you're not feeling it. And we know Russ, he's always going to feel it. And as far as him being a bad teammate, I've already said he's not a bad teammate. I think he's like Kobe Bryant. He's just a guy that wants to win and expects you to perform at a high level. But trust these guys. Trust is the key word going forward. I thought it was gel because that's been the Thunder's overall theme. Hey, we haven't all figured this out. We got to learn how to play together. Well, last night says you still haven't learned. So you still have a lot of gelling to do. And I'll stick with what I said yesterday. This team needs at least one more year of seasoning if they are going to be serious championship contenders. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am your host, Eric G. It's part of the Locked On Network, your team every day. Coming up in segment number two, we'll find out if Carmelo Anthony's words still ring true a day later. If you're looking for men between the ages of 18 and 44 to spend money at your business, then you've come to the right place. The Locked On Podcast Network. It's daily podcast of Major League Baseball, of the NBA, of the NFL. It's got Fantasy League podcast, and it's listened to by 98% men. 80% of those are between the ages of 18 and 44. So this is a great place to advertise, especially if you've got a web-based business. If you're not a brick-and-mortar business, we are perfect for you. And we've got a lot of those here. All you have to do is email David Locke, D-L-O-C-K-E, at gmail.com, and he can tell you about all the success stories that we have had from people advertising with the Locked On Podcast Network. And if you happen to be local and in Oklahoma City, I have no problem coming to podcast at your store. I would love to do that and talk Thunder with all your clients that come in and just hang out and spend the day discussing basketball, because that's what I truly, truly love to do, is hang out with fans, because I'm a fan myself. So that's the Locked On Podcast Network, David Locke, D-L-O-C-K-E, at gmail.com. Segment number two now of the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. Thunder lose to the Spurs. Those two teams would meet in the first round of the playoffs if the season were to end today. Of course, all that could change by the end of tonight and by the end of Sunday. And when we talk Monday, who knows where the Thunder will be. They sit in the fifth seed now. Carmelo Anthony said earlier this week that he honestly believes Oklahoma City can make a run in the playoffs.
You know, our expectations was to just be the best team that we could be, with the understanding that we have an opportunity to do something great. And we have an opportunity to make a run in these playoffs and potentially, play for a championship. And that was the goal. That was the ultimate goal. So everything along the way, up till that, it was a little bit expected, because it was something that was we put together so quickly. We had to make adjustments, and whenever you put something like that together, it's going to take time for it to work. So this is a learning curve for all of us. But I think in 2 weeks, a week and a half, 2 weeks, we continue to do what we do, take care of our business. I think people forget about regular season and just focus on the postseason.
I wasn't buying it yesterday, and I'm not buying it today. I don't think this team can make a run to the playoffs. And on the G League podcast, my co-host Brady Trantham made the argument that the playoffs are different, and that's what the Thunder are built for, because the game slows down, it gets a little bit more physical. But what the Thunder have that won't go away in the postseason just because the calendar's changed or just because the game slows down is bad habits. The Thunder have a tendency to come out and not play with intensity to start games. They have a tendency to not play with intensity at the start of the third quarter. They have shown at times that when it gets crunch time, they can panic and freak out. Carmelo Anthony and Paul George, after last night, said it in the first segment, I want to know how much a part of this team they feel. I want to know how cohesive this unit is. And it's not cohesive. It's just not. I would love to see the Thunder make a run during the playoffs. I can't see them doing any better than getting out of the first round and then getting discarded in the semis. But if the Thunder have to play San Antonio, I'm not even sure they make it out of the first round with the Spurs right now. And what is so deflating about saying that, and with the way things took off last night, is that's a San Antonio Spurs team that is not going to have Kawhi Leonard back for the playoffs, because he's probably not going to be up to speed. Him and the Spurs are still headbutting over his health issues. And if you get beat by an undermanned Spurs team, this has to go down as absolutely no doubt the most disappointing season in Thunder history. It just can't be talked about any other way. And it leads to major changes in the organization, and then Sam Presti's got to make some tough decisions, and so do the guys who were free agents on this team. Also, if the Thunder and the Spurs play during the playoffs, that means Steven Adams has got to deal with LaMarcus Aldridge again. And last night, the Thunder did not do a good job on LaMarcus Aldridge at all in the first half. In the second half, they really slowed him down, but he still ended up with a double-double. And when he needed to come up big, he absolutely abused Steven Adams to get to the rim. And then San Antonio made a great defensive play going down the other end of the court. Here's what Billy Donovan has to say about Steven Adams and LaMarcus Aldridge and whether or not he has faith in Steven Adams to deal with this guy.
But I think the more you play against a player, you know, for someone like Steven, that's was 3 years ago, he's three more years more experienced, and you probably get more comfortable and get a better understanding of how to play against different players. And he, you know, has done a good job. But listen, I've always said this, when you're going against high-level offensive players, you know, once the ball leaves their hands, there's only so much you can do. And I think Steven has done a good job of trying to make it as hard as he can, you know, as it relates to getting back to him and trying to contest and challenge shots. And the other part of that, too, is he's so good at shot faking and drawing fouls and getting to the free throw line. So he's got, like, really for a big man facing up, you know, at 15, 17 feet, you know, he's got an arsenal of different things that he goes to that makes him really hard to defend.
This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. If you would like to see more of that interview with Billy Donovan or more of that media availability with Billy Donovan, there's a great place to do it, and that is LockedOnThunder.com. We have several videos posted from shoot around, from post-game availability, from Billy Donovan pre-game media availability. It's all available at LockedOnThunder.com. In segment number three, I'm going to tell you about the one guy who the Thunder absolutely must keep on this roster after this season. If you're looking for men between the ages of 18 and 44 to come hang out in your store and hopefully spend money, or you've got a product that you've developed and you're a web-based business, then you've opened your door to the best place you could possibly advertise, and that is the Locked On Podcast Network. David Locke, our fearless leader, as I like to call him, has done a great job of cultivating talent all around the country to do daily podcasts about individual teams in the NBA, in Major League Baseball, and the NFL. And some very interesting podcasts that would be to listen to right now would be Locked On Browns with all the moves that they made, Locked On Rams with the way their offseason is developed. I would say in Major League Baseball, Locked On Phillies with Gabe Kapler, their new manager, Locked On Astros making another run towards the playoffs, and Locked On Mets. Just check them all out. Listen to every single Locked On podcast. I'm a pimp for this network, and I will be a pimp for your business if you choose to advertise with us. So email David at dlocke@gmail.com and become part of what is not only a fast-growing network, but a fun network to be a part of, and a fun network that gets men between the ages of 18 and 44. The Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Time to wrap things up here on the Locked On Thunder podcast. And if there's one guy I want to see Sam Presti really go hard after this offseason, it's not Paul George. I mean, he's the given. Yeah, go get Paul George here. Do whatever Paul George needs to have done in order to keep him in a Thunder uniform. But it's Raymond Felton. Raymond's on a one-year deal. None of us thought when Raymond Felton got signed, he would mean so much to this team. And not only is he the most consistent player coming off the bench, not only does he have this tendency to hit big shots and absolutely when the Thunder need him, not only is he the most fun guy to talk to other than Carmelo Anthony on this team, but he just has great veteran leadership. And he's just, you can see him be a calming influence out there on the court. And when the guy needs to be intense, he'll be intense. He just has some invaluable intangibles that you can't replace. And Sam Presti, I have full faith that Sam Presti knows what he's doing. I don't always agree with every decision that Sam Presti makes, but I have to think that Sam Presti and Raymond Felton have been talking all year long, or at least during the back half of the season, and that I hope Sam is staying in constant contact with his agent, and they are at least trying to come to some sort of agreement, and hopefully Raymond likes it here enough where he'll want to stick around until he's on his last legs. He's just a guy, and look, I make no bones about it, man crush on Raymond Felton, man crush on Carmelo Anthony, and it's not just because they're former Knicks, although that doesn't hurt. It's just, they're good guys, and you just need both of them in the locker room. I want them both around next year, but really, really want Raymond Felton. And today I want to close by saying this. I figured out what I really want as a Thunder fan, and that's this. Championship or not, at some point, I want to make Golden State's life miserable. It was so great watching Kevin Durant get kicked out of last night's game with the Bucks, and it happening in the second quarter. I still, every time I see Draymond Green on television, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, there is this inexplicable anger that just comes over me. No, I have not gotten over the Thunder blowing a 3-1 lead. And at this point, I've said that I've gotten over Kevin Durant leaving, but I'm not getting over Kevin Durant leaving and going to the enemy. At some point over the next 3 years, and I want Golden State to stay Golden State. I want Kevin there. I want Draymond. I want Steph and Clay. I want the Thunder to knock them out of the playoffs and rip their hearts out the way they ripped the hearts out of the fans here in Oklahoma City. I want that same pain felt in Golden State. Not that I inherently have anything against Warriors fans. I'm sure y'all are all good. If you're listening to this and you're a Warriors fan, I'm sure you're a good guy and we can just agree to disagree. But nothing will be satisfying in the way of a championship if Oklahoma City doesn't go through Golden State. It's like the Boston Bruins. They had to go through Montreal when they won their Stanley Cup. That made it better. When the Red Sox went through the Yankees, and yeah, that's, oh God, that's so tough for me to talk about. It made it that much better. I would say the Red Sox fans, even winning the World Series, coming down 4-back on, or from 3-0 down on the Yankees, was more satisfying to them. I want a piece of Golden State. So with that, I'll tell you what's coming up on Monday's podcast. We'll obviously talk about what happened with the Thunder over the weekend. We'll take a look at where they are in the playoffs. And we will start 48 hours straight of Golden State hate. 48 hours of just hating on GSW. Why? Because it's fun. I'm Eric G. Thank you for joining me today. We will speak again on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend and Thunder up.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.